bring it.
On your mark, ready, set, let's go. Dance floor pro, I know, you know. I go psycho when my new joint hit. Just can't sit, gotta get jiggy with it. Ooh, that's it, now honey, honey, come ride. DKNY, all up in my eye. You got a Prada bag with a lot of stuff in it. Give it to your friend, let's spin. Everybody looking at me, glancing a kid. Wishing they was dancing a jig here with this handsome kid. Sick a cigar right from Cuba, Cuba. Just bite it, it's for the look, I don't light it. Ill way to MA on the hand, stay off lane. Give it up, jiggy, make it feel like four legs. Yo, my cardio is infinite. Ha ha, Big Willie Styles all in it. Getting jiggy with it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Reach. I'm going to be trying out a few different slogans heading into the year 2021. How about this one? I can't believe it's The Reach. Nah. How about this one? The Reach? Yes, please. No, that one doesn't work either. I got the fever for the flavor of a crowd pleaser. DJ play another from the prison is sure highness. How about this one? Chicks riding my whip. South to the west, to the east, to the north. Bump my hips and watch them go off, but go off. Let me see here. The Reach will never die. Yeah. The Reach, better than best. No. The Reach, it's everything you need. I don't know about that one either. How about this one? Lip smacking, thirst quenching, ace tasting, motivating, good buzzing, cool talking, high walking, fast living, ever giving, cool fizzing. It's The Reach. I don't know. I think that one has a nice ring to it. I'm not sure. The Reach. As sure as the sun shines. I don't know about that. Now, this week we're going to have a little bit of fun. I know I haven't put out an episode for a while. I was trying to think, should I come out with a serious episode? Should I talk about the world and everything going on? And I thought, no. Let me do a top 10 list. Let me do the most random thing you could possibly think of. I'm going to do my top 10 rappers turned actors. And guessing from the music on here, you might guess who's one of them that's on the list. And I just want to talk about something that maybe might get your mind off everything going on in the world right now, and you might enjoy it, have a good time with it, laugh. Give me some feedback on a slogan that I should use for the rest of the year. And we'll have a good time with it. I can't believe it. It's The Reach. What do you think about that one? No? I don't know. Bring it. Oh, the music played one more time. Real professional deal here. So, anyway, what I'm going to do today is just talk to you guys, if you're listening out there. And first of all, it has been a wild 2020. It's almost over. Christmas is a couple weeks away. Everybody should be on Santa's good list this year for just enduring this year. But we are going to have a fun conversation here. I'm going to get into, let me see here. I'm going to get into the top 10 actors that started off as rappers. And this should be an interesting topic. And of course, this is just my personal take on it. You might, I just got a messenger message from it looks like a Facebook bot named Jason Mike, and he tells me, "Hello, pretty." That was nice of him. I feel pretty now. That's a very nice thing. So I get a random spam email here. But we're going to get right into the topic here and just dissect it. I am brought to you live from Maricopa, Arizona. It is raining this morning. It's been a very nice, when it rains out here, it rains. I mean, it rains pretty hard. So it was a very nice thing to wake up to, is some fresh, clean rain. And we are going to just enjoy Christmas and everything coming up. But I thought I would just release the first episode I have in a while by doing a random topic, and I think this will be enjoyable for you to listen to, and I won't spend too much time on it, but it'll be fun. Now, to give you a little bit of direction, what we're going to be doing now, of course, my website is thereachwithchrisappleton.com. You can always visit the website there, find the latest episodes and different things like that. I'm going to be using this podcast here to do kind of fun topics like this for the rest of the year. Now, we are going to be launching a new podcast called Be Encouraged, and that's where I'm going to gear toward more of the ministry side, biblical inspiration, all the different things that, you know, as far as going in, having weekly Bible studies and different preachers, different people coming in for the audio form podcast. And that's going to be geared towards specifically just encouraging the body of Christ. We're going to launch that. First episode will be early January 2021. I'm very excited about it. Now, this podcast, The Reach, I'll be doing funner topics and different things, having comedic guests, and we're going to kind of reach into more of the entertainment side of, you know, just having fun. This will be more of a fun podcast to listen to. The other one will be more, I don't want to say serious, but it'll be more specifically geared toward encouraging the body of Christ. But with this one, I figured I'd just have fun with it and keep it going with different topics as far as, you know, movies and music and different stuff like that that's going on. And of course, you don't want to miss, we have Unfiltered Facebook Live every Sunday night at 6. We've been having a great time with that show, and it's been a lot of fun. So make sure you guys check out those shows, and we'll be having all that audio form as well, so you guys can keep up to date and listen at your leisure. Of course, if you haven't already, I'd like you to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, and however you consume your podcasts, please subscribe. Leave a nice rating there, and of course, leave a wonderful comment. Tell everybody how pretty I am, like this random messenger message I got. It helps us move in the right direction. So I'm going to break down this list. Now, I don't know how long the list is going to be. I mean, there's a lot of actors that, there's a lot of rappers that turned to acting. And some of them, I mean, to be honest, just really were not that good. You got those movies that are like, you know, a 2-hour music video, basically, where they're just randomly shooting everything up and doing, there's no real production value or anything like that with the movies. And I don't want to get into naming those, you know, but a lot of those were really trash. I want to get into, this list is going to be comprised of people who were successful in the music industry and then crossed over into the movie industry and were even successful there. They had to either be a good actor that produced good content, that were part of really good films or shows or whatever the case, or they were just big-time blockbuster actors. And there are some rappers that did a really good job of converting from hip-hop and rap into actually being successful in their movie careers, some of which you wouldn't even realize or you forgot that they maybe did start out in rapping. So I'm going to get into this list. I'm just going to start with a few here that I know, you know, and of course, these are my thoughts on it, and you might have a different opinion, but I will give a list, and then I'm going to give an argument for what my top pick is as far as the number one crossover from rapping turned actor of all time. Now, first, you would, the first one that I want to, let me see here. The first one I want to get into is 50 Cent, right? Now, 50 Cent was, of course, in the music industry, he was, you know, all of that, but then he crossed over into acting, and he has actually been pretty successful in his acting career. He has been in some movies. He's executive producer on a show that was called Power, and they have another show, I guess, coming out that's already out called Ghost. He has had his own life story made into a movie. He actually played himself, or was loosely based on himself. Movie that was really successful, did really well, and 50 Cent has done a great job crossing over. I wouldn't say that he's disappeared into movies. Like, you still know that he's a rapper first, but he's done a great job as far as crossing over from being a rapper first and then allowing that to launch him into a successful movie career. So I would say the first one that we can mention on the list is, of course, Curtis Jackson, 50 Cent, and he has done a great job. Now, I'm not basing this on anything but just an enjoyable list that you can discuss later. I'm not sure how many exactly we're going to go through here, but it's just a list of people who are successful in their movie and television career, and they started as rappers, and I thought it'd be an interesting topic to get into. Maybe you're a rap fan, maybe not, but after starring in 2005's Get Rich or Die Trying, 50 Cent caught the acting bug, always ready to take things to the next level. 50 went behind the scenes as well, and is the executive producer on one of the TV's most popular shows, Power. He also produces The Oath on the Crackle Network and has his sights set on more Hollywood power moves via G-Unit Film and Television. He has his own production company, G-Unit Movies, I guess, or G-Unit Film. That's pretty interesting. Having your own production company is a way to go. Now, let's see here. The next one where they were a good rapper and then went into acting would be Andre 3000. Now, this guy is a legitimate actor. Like, he has done acclaimed roles where he actually is, you know, disappearing into roles you kind of forget that he was. I mean, of course, you can't forget about Outkast and all that. He's a great rapper, but he has played some roles where you forget that he's actually a rapper first. Some of these guys, you see him read lines and do all this stuff, and it's just kind of like, yikes. But this guy is really, he's a good actor. As he said on 2008's Royal Flush, Hollywood calls me back. Indeed, since his mid-2000 roles in Four Brothers, Idlewild, Andre Benjamin's filmography has steadily gone up. He stamped by an impressive turn in the acclaimed 2016 series American Crime, and he plays legitimate roles. He's actually a really good actor, so that's a good one. And, of course, he's a great artist musically as well. Now, there are a few rappers who have actually won Oscars, okay, won the Academy Award. Now, they didn't win Academy Award for acting. They won it for their music. There were actually three groups. Well, one group was 3-6 Mafia. They won for let me see what that role was. Well, they had that so you have the 3-6 Mafia, then you have Eminem, who won the Oscar for 8 Mile, of course, the music in 8 Mile, and then actually Common won an Oscar for his song in Selma. Him and John Legend wrote a song for Selma. So they're actually actors who have Academy Award, not for their acting, but for their music. Now, Common is another one on the list here. He is actually a great actor. He's played some really good roles. He's probably one of the only rapper turned actors who actually still makes good rap albums. He has, of course, solid acting roles. He's from Chicago. He's quietly made his mark in film and television with several roles over the course of the past decade. Most recently, his sights have been set on TV with roles in The Chi, The Lion Guard, though he has a string of upcoming movie roles as well, including the much anticipated, he was in The Hate U Give. He has some other roles coming out. Of course, he played in John Wick, and he won the Emmy for his song Letter to the Free from that movie. And the movie got him one step closer to EGOT status, where it's the Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony. He only needs a Tony to win to become the first rapper ever to earn that distinction. And with the way that his career's been moving, it'll probably happen soon. I can see him winning a Tony, moving over to Broadway, and he would be the first rapper. Common would be the first rapper to earn an EGOT. That's pretty cool. Now, let me see here. Here's one I want to add to the list, but this is kind of a reversal, right? So this guy started out as an actor. Well, he started out as a comedian, and then he moved into acting and writing, and then made music. And everybody was like, wow, he can make music and he can dance too. So this is Donald Glover. And you can certainly make a case for Donald Glover being among the most talented people in music and film. The guy can literally do everything: write, rap, sing, produce, direct, act. As a writer on the hit series Community, he showcased his witty humor, but no one was prepared for the depth he'd bring to his surreal FX series Atlanta, which is arguably the most interesting, if not the best, show on TV. That venture hasn't stopped his interest in film, however. The Emmy Award winner starred as Lando in Solo, Star Wars Story, and is set, of course, he was the voice of the Lion King. And there's no limit to what he can do. Now, of course, you know him as Childish Gambino, and he's made a ton of great music as well. This guy's done everything. He started out as like a comedian. I didn't even know this guy could do all this stuff, and he is definitely someone on the list who has shown he can do all of this. Now, let me see here. The next one is Ludacris, okay? And Ludacris has done a lot as well. You've seen him. I mean, there's all different stuff that he's, of course, Fast and Furious franchise and all the different movies and shows that he's been in. I wouldn't say he's the best actor on the list, but he has been in blockbuster roles and has definitely made money in Hollywood. So, you know, having him on this list does make sense. He was a radio personality first, then he was turned rapper, turned actor. Ludacris has proven he can do it all. And, of course, his big turn was the Fast and Furious franchise. You can throw T.I. on the list. T.I. has done some legitimate roles. He's entrepreneurially savvy. He's led him to beyond music, into the world of film, television. His acting chops could probably be honed a bit, but he's made up for it, charm and wit, commanding attention whenever he pops up on screen. Actually, when he first started to now, he has gotten a lot better at his acting, I have to admit, than he was when he first came out. So, definitely someone you'd want on this list. I don't know what you guys think so far of the list that I'm comprising here. We got 50 Cent, You have Andre 3000. You have Common. Okay. And then you have T.I. and Ludacris. So, I mean, those are legitimate guys that moved from music to acting. I guess you could throw, well, not I guess, you could definitely throw Queen Latifah on this list. Queen Latifah has had a legitimate movie career as well as a music career, but there's a lot of folks that wouldn't even know that she was a rapper based on the movie she's been in and different things like that. There might be people out there who never even heard that she was a rapper first, and she, you know, she kind of just moved right into Hollywood, and, you know, she's an Academy Award nominee. She's been delivering the cinematic goods ever since her breakout film role in 1996 to Set It Off. Not only is the producer, actress, singer a hit on the big screen, such movies like Last Holiday, Bringing Down the House, Bessie, she proves she has the chops to hold it down on a sitcom as well. She starred in, of course, acclaimed TV series Living Single. That went on for from 93 to 98. Currently, Latifah's the lead in the Fox series. It's called Star. And she is one of Hollywood's power players. She is, you know, doing a good job in her acting career as well as her music career as well. Rapping, singing, acting, everything, producing. So she is definitely up there on the list. Now, this next one is interesting because he is I think he's a really good actor. His real name is Yasin Bey, and he's probably one of the best actors around when he feels like doing it. You have to wish he'd take more roles, especially after his impressive turns in movies like Brown Sugar, Something Lalore Made, The Italian Job. But this is Mos Def. He is an interesting guy, very interesting guy, rapper. He's got bars, but he's a very good actor, man, legitimate. He should definitely take more roles. But he is one of the best actors out there. So really appreciate Mos Def as an actor. And if you look into his story, he's got some definite stories. Like, they didn't want to let him back into the U.S. All this stuff happened. I mean, he's an interesting dude, man. Okay, now this guy would have, if he was still alive, I believe this guy would have already probably won an Academy Award. He'd be up there with all the rest of them because he was definitely a great actor as well as rapper. You have to have Tupac Shakur on this list. Tupac's life was cut short at just 25 years old. He was only 25, man. And imagine the force he'd be in Hollywood today if he hadn't died prematurely. So, yes, he's most known for his talent behind the mic, but Pac's movie roles were coming in quickly following his eerie, incredible debut performance as Bishop in 92's Juice. His evolution as an actor was just beginning, and it isn't a stretch to think that had he lived, he'd be a significant player in TV and film. So Tupac is definitely up high on the list. Of course, you have Ice-T. Ice-T, you probably wouldn't think the rapper who made the song Cop Killer would do such a great job playing a cop on TV. But that's the case for Ice-T. After his role in the 90s classic New Jack City as an undercover cop, he's taken up residence on Law & Order SVU. And he's played Finn for 19, going on 20 seasons. He started as a regular on season 2. Ice-T's presence is a defining fixture on the show. Guy's been playing a cop for 20 years, man. That's wild. And he, you know, so definitely someone to add to this list, someone who's been acting for over 20 years. Now, a couple, I guess, honorable mentions. You could honorably mention Kid and Play. You know, they were definitely rappers turned actors, and they made some pretty successful films. You can't overstate how important Kid and Play were to showcasing the on-screen viability of hip-hop stars to Hollywood. In 1990, when they starred in Reginald Hudlin's hit film House Party, they broke the game wide open. A cartoon, several movies later, Kid and Play were among the biggest names in Hollywood and music in the early 90s and opened the door for rappers to follow in their footsteps. So they were kind of paving the way back in the day. I know that they had a couple great movies. Class Act. I could still watch Class Act. That's a that's a classic movie where they switch roles, and it's pretty good movie. So yeah, Kid and Play you could definitely have as honorable mention. Method Man is a good, ever since 2001, How High, of course, Method Man has quietly been one of rap's most consistent actors. After first appearing in Belly back in 1996, he was actually really good in that movie. Method's continued to show interest in film and TV. His skills have led to a string of roles, including he was in a show from HBO called The Deuce, never seen it. Next up, he's set to star in the latest reboot. Of course, he was in Shaft and all that. And so Method Man, of course, he actually is a really good actor. He has some good roles, and he does a great job, so throwing him. Snoop Dogg is another one on the list. I would throw Snoop Dogg on this list simply for his role in Training Day. I mean, he has other roles, but I thought the role he played in Training Day, playing a gangster paraplegic guy that was in a wheelchair, and you know that whole role Snoop played was, it was good, man. Snoop Dogg, he pretty much plays Snoop Dogg in all of his movies when he you know, when he is in a movie, but some of them he's, you know, he, it's good, like that one in Training Day. But it's fine. You know, he plays himself. He knows his lane, and he's comical. He's easy to watch in all of his roles, even when he's putting on his gangster as he did in Baby Boy or Scary, like in he had his own horror film called Bones. Snoop is an enjoyable talent who always is appreciated on screen. So Snoop Dogg's definitely someone to add to the list. Of course, Bow Wow is another one you could add to the list of actors, you know, turned rappers turned actors. He's had his own movie roles. His on-screen talents shouldn't be overlooked. He's charming. He's good at comedic timing. He's watchable whenever he's on screen. He's proved in films like Roll Bounce and his roles on Entourage, CSI. You have to wish he'd focus more of his attention on honing his considerable acting talent instead of on social media. But he's a good actor, of course. Like Mike, that was a good role. So these are all, you know, people you could definitely throw on the list. And then let's see here. Sean Combs, you know, Diddy, you could throw him on the list. He's a good actor when he's on roles. He's not really had his own movie or anything per se, but the roles he's played in, he's been, he's pretty good actually on screen. He's a good actor. And like Get Him to the Greek, he was hilarious in that movie. So, you know, get him to the Greek. He's a good actor when he takes a role. Now let's do a top three. Okay. This is the top three in my opinion. Oh, one more honorable mention. You got to throw Eminem on the list. Of course, he had his own movie based on his life. Really good. Won the Oscar for his song on there, but he was actually a good actor on the movie too. He's showed good acting chops in his music videos and things like that, but actually in the movie, he was really good actor. I think he should do more. He was actually supposed to play a boxer in a movie, and Jake Gyllenhaal, he told Jake Gyllenhaal to play the role, but he was going to play in this boxing movie. I forget the name of it, but he wound up turning the role down. Anyway, let's go top three. Now, these three are based on box office dollars and as far as their legit like status in Hollywood as far as box office draw, money making, and their ability in Hollywood, and they started out as rappers. So number three on this list is Ice Cube. Okay, Ice Cube is a legit like writer, actor. He's had a couple different franchises. He's got the Barbershop franchise, the Are We There Yet franchise, and of course, the Friday franchise. He's one of the biggest rapper actor success stories, undoubtedly, belongs to Ice Cube. He was bitten by the acting bug with his incredible breakout role in Boys in the Hood. He probably should have been nominated for an Oscar for that role and hasn't slowed since. He took a comedic turn when he delivered one of the best comedies of the past 30 years, Friday, which allowed him to move behind the scenes as a writer and producer. Since forming Cube Vision in 1995, he's produced a slew of films, including franchise hits Are We There Yet, Barbershop, as well as Friday, Ride Along. He remains a big-time player in Hollywood and one of hip-hop's greatest success stories as far as transition from rapper to actor. And he's made a lot of money, hundreds of millions of dollars in the box office. Still not as much as the top two, but he's definitely top three. He could have been easily the three guys in the top three could have been number one. But this is my list. Okay, number two, top, started out as a rapper, turned actor, box office dollars. Number two, Mark Wahlberg. Now, this is one where you barely even remember this guy as Marky Mark, the leader of the Funky Bunch. In the years since then, he stopped feeling the vibrations, of course, and become one of Hollywood's go-to lead character actors. He's delivered many hits and also behind the scenes as a producer, namely HBO's Entourage. I mean, the list goes on. This guy's produced hundreds of millions, if not close to billions of dollars in the box office. Transformers, I mean, there's just, the list goes on of the one with Will Ferrell. He's played in The Good Guy. I mean, there's just all these different movies and roles and comedic ability, and that Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch have been in. Mark Wahlberg, number two, coming in on the list of rapper turned actor. And number one, we are going for the number one rapper turned actor on the list. And this guy is definitely number one. Okay, now, he just isn't a rapper turned actor. This is one of the biggest movie stars on planet Earth. From the moment his classic sitcom debuted, it was obvious he was a star. Though not many people projected he'd become arguably the biggest name in Hollywood, he starred in blockbuster after blockbuster. He's shown he has the goods beyond action flicks. He's also been nominated for two Academy Awards. To date, his films have grossed over $3 billion at the box office, solidifying his place as one of the greatest actors of all times. When adjusted for inflation, his domestic total jumps to $5.2 billion box office numbers. That comes to an average of $187 million per film. Internationally, adjusted for inflation, his films have grossed just over $9 billion. Actually, that says that's an unadjusted number. Internationally, $9 billion in box office revenue. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking number one, rapper turned actor, Will Smith. And this guy is killing the game. Of course, you know him from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. You know him from Independence Day, Bad Boys, I, Robot. The movies that he was nominated for, the two Academy Award nominations came when he played Muhammad Ali. And, of course, The Pursuit of Happiness, which is one of the best films of all time, Pursuit of Happiness. And, of course, his box office numbers speak for themselves. His net worth is at like $350 million. And Will Smith definitely has garnered himself as one of the top actors in Hollywood and the top, in my opinion, rapper turned actor. And that's of all time. And what's a trip is he could still flow. I mean, he still can make music. He can still rap. He can still do his thing. And, you know, of course, act and everything else. I don't know if you had the chance, but on HBO Max, he did a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air reunion show. And I'll tell you, this was really heartfelt. Didn't have, of course, Uncle Phil there because he has passed on, but they definitely gave him a lot of reverence and a lot of respect, and he was able to mend fences with the cast and different things that happened during this documentary, and it's something that you definitely want to see. It's really a really interesting show, and I really appreciated seeing the reunion. I think they have some sort of show. They're going to be a reboot of some kind that they're going to be coming out with, which I don't know how good that'll be, but I know Will Smith is involved in it, so I don't think he'll let them ruin the franchise. But, you know, this is my list here of Hollywood's best rappers turned actors. And, of course, one actor who turned rapper that we didn't know could rap, and he was a comedian, actor, and turned to rapping. And I'm sure there's more on the list that I missed. And if so, make sure that you message me and let me know. And definitely, I'm not sure who I could have missed. Oh, you might have thrown LL Cool J on this list, of course. LL Cool J has been, been doing his thing for a while as well. He's a great actor. He has good roles. So that's good as well. Now, let me see here. I'm going to try out some more slogans here. And we're just going to hear this song again from, of course, the number one rapper turned actor of all time. Can you feel it? The Reach. I don't know about that. The Reach-erific. Welcome to The Reach. No, that's probably not going to work. See the USA in your The Reach. I don't know what that means. Ooh, la la. It's The Reach with Chris Appleton. The Reach with Chris Appleton, the Fresh Maker. No, that's not working. Get more from life with The Reach. It's The Reach Fizz that does the biz. I don't know. I've seen the future, and it's shaped like The Reach with Chris Appleton. Oh, Lord. We don't want it shaped like that. My goodness. The Reach. Get ready. Be ready. Maybe. That one might work. The Reach. Get ready. Be ready. Stay ready. go for it. The Reach. Get ready, be ready, stay ready, and go for it. Welcome to The Reach. I don't know, that one might work. You guys got to correct me because, oh, here we go. The Reach, see more and do more. No, that's weird. Love you guys. Thanks for listening to The Reach. Let me know how far off I am with my list here. Hopefully you enjoyed it. So much going on in the world. You got to learn to enjoy yourself sometimes. God bless you. I love you. Thanks for joining us at The Reach with Chris Appleton. Check out the website, reachwithchrisappleton.com. Love you. God bless. To the maximum, I'll be axing them. Would you like to bounce with your brother that's platinum? Never see Will attacking them. Rather play ball with Shaq.